There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It's time to do this.
Art Dubai on Dubai Eye 103.8, the region's leading international art fair.
Indeed it is, and we love talking art here on The Tickets. And today we've got not one but two artists who are in residence here in Dubai. It's a real pleasure to welcome Jose Lerma. Nice to see you, sir. And also Poonam Jain.
Hello.
Nice to see both of you. So first of all, tell us about how things are going for you. Artist in residence. How have you been inspired by being in Dubai?
So I've been here a little over 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
And it's been really impressive to be around, and my project in particular, it has to do with the fair itself.
Okay.
So it's I've been looking at a lot of things like exhibition carpets and that sort of thing. So I haven't been able to really explore culturally as much as I wanted to. Instead, I've gone into this kind of bureaucratic aesthetic.
Okay, so it's been straight to work for you, has it?
Yeah, but it's been really impressive. I mean, just seeing the place.
Yeah. Tell us more about the piece that you're working on, if you can, or is it all under wraps yet at the moment?
Sure. So what I'm doing is it's based on a painting that I've seen in a few places here by Jerome, the French painter, 19th century French painter,
mm-hmm.
who had a movement called Orientalism, and there's a particular painting called the Carpet Merchant, and in that painting, there's a group of people looking at a carpet. And so I repainted the carpet in kind of doodle form, instead of the people are in the painting, I'm doing all the administrative staff from Art Dubai sort of looking at this carpet.
Wow.
So it's an interesting take
in
what happens between that space between art and commerce.
And what about yourself, Poonam? How are you going? Any inspiration from Dubai since you've been here, and what are you working on?
Well, also because it's not my first trip in Dubai.
Okay.
It's my fourth trip.
Okay.
But what's interesting is that I'm more independent right now, because otherwise my gallery would sort of take care of my travel and so on. What's happening, so what I decided to do when I came for the residency is that I assumed myself to be an employee. So what you see me wearing is a pair of clothes which I wear alternate days. So it becomes my identity of how people see me. Also, each time I come to Dubai, I sort of feel that it's a part of India in a sense. Also because of ease of language. I get to talk to people, and I speak Hindi everywhere.
Yeah.
And it never makes me feel that I'm not home.
Yeah,
that,
in a sense. Far from home.
Yeah,
just describe your work for us about the style that you do.
So I basically work a lot with numbers and architecture. So numbers in the sense of counting, the idea of counting and repetition. So anywhere I see that, and anything that influences that becomes a part of my work.
Right.
So there's a series that's an ongoing series, which is where I'm trying to reach infinity. But I know that I would never reach infinity, but the quest to reach infinity in a sense. Also, like, trying to make a fool of myself by trying to reach infinity. So and that's something that's persistent in my work in a way.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you mentioned architecture there. We've got some pretty amazing architecture in Dubai. I mean, has it impressed you, and has it inspired you to do some work?
Well, it does. I mean, it's so contradicting, because each time I come here, it's 3 hours flight.
Yeah.
And because I come from Bombay, it's so chaotic.
Yeah.
And sometimes Dubai feels like a set, because it feels unreal. It feels like I'm seeing something from bird's view, in a sense, or something that you would see in the futuristic sci-fi films. And it takes some time to get used to it each time. But then each time I spend some time, I think it sort of sinks in, and then...
So it's very different to what you used to back home.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So the work that you're preparing for for the exhibition, what are you actually working on right now?
So as I told you, I'm assuming myself to be an employee. So my job is to collect stones. So it's okay. A bit bizarre,
yeah.
Right? So I'm collecting stones, I'm washing them, weighing them, and numbering them. And so when you see the installation, it'll be actually a poetry of in code. So if someone really wants to read it, someone will have to take time and energy and effort to decode the text. And that's almost like it's almost like a worker humming or whispering while they're working, in a sense. So if you want to get to know them, you'll have to spend time and so on. So if you don't spend time, they're just stones and they're gibberish. So yeah.
I find these things interesting because we're talking about art, but not necessarily in the traditional senses. Mm-hmm. It's art installations and things. And Jose, I want to ask you first, when you get your inspiration to come up with a piece and you start it, how do you know where that journey is going to take you and when that piece is finished?
Well, sometimes it's finished when I run out of time, to be that frank, especially if you're doing these kind of site works.
Yeah.
Where you have... you know, you have an idea and then the execution sort of happens because you had this idea. And so you just keep going until you're done. Then I do studio work, which is, you know, it's a lot more. You have a lot more time. The work is much more precious. I think as far as the inspiration, I mean, you come up with it. Sometimes it's a language. Sometimes it's a great title that just hits you. Mm. And you're like, hey, I got to go. I got to find a way to sort of... So often for me, something like a title hits me, and then I have to find a much like if you were a songwriter and you just get a hook,
sure.
You just have to find form for it.
Okay. I mean, like songwriters, though, can you have barren periods where you just can't find any inspiration and you're not happy with any of your work? Do you go through periods like that?
Well, I happen to be very prolific.
You're
so I don't know, the quality goes up and down, let's be frank. But I never run out of ideas. I always have more and more, in fact, just too many. But I'm not going to claim that they're all great.
Yeah. Do you have a set routine every day? I mean, is it literally get up, have breakfast, and paint? Is that how it works for you?
I do that. So I'm a professor also. I teach painting.
Yeah.
So that kind of anchors me. But the rest of the time, it changes quite a bit. And it goes between being a what you imagine a painter to be in a loft and having a normal studio to doing these
easels everywhere.
Yeah, like that kind of more sort of traditional to just being this sort of site-specific artist that just goes around and finds, you know, like these kind of projects where you just sort of look at the place and make art with whatever's there.
And you have obviously all these different types of art, and everyone is unique in the way they approach things. Do you ever like to do any collaborations with other artists?
Yeah, I mean, I've done quite a few of them. And they usually you sort of feel that there's going to be an aesthetic contribution to whatever we're each going to put. And then, you know, as long as the credit happens, it usually ends up being very interesting. And the collaborations that I've done, I've been quite happy with them. You know, it's always been even with painters, because you imagine if you have two painters in a painting, it gets no. Actually, it works really well.
Two egos.
Yeah, you got two egos, and you painted over that part.
that was the best bit. Yeah.
No, it actually works really well.
Poonam, have you ever collaborated with other artists?
That's interesting because past 4 years, I have been a part of a collective in Bombay. So it's right after college, we were a set of seven artists who came together from different art schools and then sort of helping each other, also living in Bombay. What helped us was economically, because some were sculptors, video makers, performers, painters and so on, printmakers. We never had to look out for help. So what happened was we helped each other in each other's projects in a way that we all knew each other's work so well that I guess it turned out to be collaborations at many points and so on.
I mean, a collaboration with one or two other people is one thing, but a collective is going to be like crazy. And how do you guys decide? You're obviously working with different mediums and multiple mediums on your pieces. How do you decide what mediums are going to work together and which ones don't? Jose, if I can come to you first.
So for me, there's this thing, medium specificity, which there's a kind of a, you know, the appropriate category for the appropriate kind of art. Sometimes you want to do the opposite, but often if there's a historical precedent, say a painting that you're basing your work on, usually something related to painting, or if you're doing, you know, in some way it might tackle the, like the medium has a lot to do with the content, whatever medium you choose to, and so it's either it's never a purely aesthetic choice. There's always a kind of conceptual underpinning for why you choose that part. It might be even a sound piece, but the sound piece relates very directly to the painting. So that's kind of how I pick them.
That's cool. And Poonam, what about yourself?
It's very varied. Like I have, when people ask me what medium you use, it's very difficult for me to answer because it could just be anything, because this time it was just stones, right? That was something that I saw. I was the first one to come to the residency, and I was all by myself in five. So the only medium that I could look at or something that I could do was stones, right? So it could be anything, but I guess what the underlining thing is repetition and counting. Mm. So anywhere that I see that essence and micro narratives, and that could build up to become a macro narrative in a sense, becomes my medium, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And are you both looking forward to the forthcoming Art Dubai? And I mean, what's, as well as being artists in residence, what are you going to be getting up to when it actually comes up on later on this month?
So after Art Dubai, I have a show in Panama.
Okay.
And then I return to Chicago eventually, where I teach and have more exhibitions coming up.
Yeah. And what about you, Poonam? What's on the horizon for you?
I go back to Bombay. I have some deadlines.
We've all got deadlines. Well, Jose and Poonam, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you.
Of course, we are looking forward to Art Dubai in its 12th edition from the 21st through until the 24th of March. And Dubai I-103.8 is going to be broadcasting live there as well. We're certainly looking forward to that.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.